So we're doing, going further than what? Kuv Zayinim and Aleph, V'Omar Rava. I guess you might as well read the Konis Mashka thing just a little bit, but it's, we don't have much to say about it. Okay, V'Omar Rava. So it says, V'Omar Rava, it's like the 10th line on Kuv Zayinim and Aleph. Kalisha Nikiv B'Konis Mashka Einot L'Menadayim. So a Kali, which has a hole, the size of, that it will bring, water will enter into it, you can't use for until it's dying. So why? So Rashi says, Lav Kalihu. So it's not a kli. There's a shear, apparently a shear of a kli of a hole that makes it not a kli. It is such that the water will enter into it, so it can't really hold water. So or whatever, water will enter into it. That's the shear of kli. So saying since that's the case, the halacha of until zidayim is they have to wash from a kli. So it's going to have the hilchos kalim. It doesn't just mean something that looks like a kli. It really means a halachic shame kli. You need a shame kli. Okay. That's why the question is that with these paper cups, you know, plastic things, because I think that's a halacha, that a kli, if something's temporary, it's not a kli. So that's why, since the halacha until tzidayim is a kli, so even though in form it may be the same type of thing until tzidayim, but the halacha is needed a kli. So a kli is that something that is wrong, so something which is only like the hiskayim. That's a requirement of a kli, so which is only the hiskayim. So a paper cup, which is meant to throw out, is a question, you know, I think that's a question. That's why you should try not to. Okay, further. Okay, so that's halacha. So you see the halacha is needed clay. Okay, that's one thing. Okay. V'omar Rava. Kli she'ein bo revius. So now you have another thing. Let's say you have a kli which doesn't hold the revius. Okay. So in theory it could be a kli. Kli doesn't necessarily have to hold the revius to be a kli. But it says, Eino l'menedayim. You cannot use it for netilas yadayim. Okay? Cannot use it for netilas yadayim. Why not? It's not clear exactly yet. Okay? But that's the fact. As I missed it. Klisha ein bo revius. And if it doesn't have a revius in it, then you can't use it for netilas yadayim. Okay? Not only does it have to hold the revius, but it has to currently have a revius in it. Okay? So the Gemara says, Eini... V'yama Rava kli she'en machzik revius ain't no l'minadayim. Ha machzik afagad de lesbe. We have another statement, which says that a kli which is in machzik, and a contradiction is Rava says, only if it doesn't hold the revius. The implication is it has to hold the revius, but it doesn't have to actually have a revius in it right now. So you have a stira. Does Rava hold that it has to right now have a revius in it? Or he just holds that it has to potentially hold the revius, but it doesn't matter about right now. Right? The contradiction. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, halachat halachai. Difference is for one person or for two people. When it's for one person, you need a revius. It's nice to actually have a revius. But the second person, it doesn't have to actually have a revius. The Tanya, may revius not lumi adayim, l'echad v'afil shnayim, because a revius could be used for one person or even for two. So when the second person begins, there's not going to be a revius left in there. So it doesn't have to actually have a revius. Okay, let's see Rashi. Halachad halachay. Lachad revius. Lachad revius b'inan mitchila. For one person, you need a revius originally. Avalachay. Shahaya bo revius. That it had a revius. V'notel harishon. And the first guy washed. V'achar kach notel hasheni. And then the second guy. Afagav delav revius. Benetilas Sheni, even though there is no revius in the second guy's washing, Shapir Dami, it's all okay. Hol Mishiore Tahira Asu, can the first come on, may revius. Since it came from leftovers of Tahira, okay, so as I'll explain later. Okay, may revius is referencing the Brisa later, okay, the may revius, okay. Now, is that showing you the fact that. Well, let's look a little further. He's referencing the Brisa further. Okay, so that's the difference. The difference is, he's actually referencing this Brisa. The difference is that it depends if you have one guy washing, he needs a kli which holds a revius, and the kli has to actually have a revius currently. But if you have two people, so the halacha is you could use one revius for two people. So the first person is going to have a revius, but the second person is not going to hold a revius in it. So how does it work? So it works because of Shiore Taira, he says. So let's go a little further than Gemara. He going to explain that. Okay, what that is. Okay? Okay, so we're just getting some more pshat. I mean, there are a lot of things that have to be analyzed here, but let's just get the pshat. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Sheish Islam Emar, Kaptisu Amana, are you makbid that you use a kli for Netilas Yadayim? Amar lei in. Yes. Right, Rashi says, Kavdiso Amanashi a kli shalem. That has to be a full kli. He says, yes. Achazusa, are you makbid Rashi Sheba Mari Mayim, that the water has the appearance of Mayim? I'm like, in, yes. Okay, I'm makbid about that also. Ashiura, are you makbid about the shir? I'm like, in. Yes, I'm makbid about that as well. Rashi, Ashiura, the Revius. So the Gemara says, Ika de Amri, Hachi Amrali, Amon of Yachazusa Kabdinan, Ashiura lo Kabdinan. The other way, he says, no, he says, I care about a kli and about the appearance, but I don't care about the shear. Why? Detanya, may revius, l'leidayim l'echad, refil l'shnayim. So you see that you don't need a revius, because you see, for two people it could work, so apparently you only need half a revius. Right? V'lohi. But the Gemara says, it's not true. That's not a raya, that you don't need a revius. Shiny awesome, the cause of Mishiyarei Taira. That's an exception. That since it came from Shiyarei Taira, which means that the second revius, the second half of revius, is really the leftovers of the original revius, which was a metahir. So therefore, it will suffice, even though the second guy is really only going to have half a revius, he's not really going to have a whole revius, but since it's the leftovers of a whole revius, which is a metahir, so therefore it will suffice. But really, if you don't have shiarei tairah, if you don't have that kind of a setup, if a guy mamash just straight up comes in with a half a revius, forget about it, you need a revius. So really, you are makbid about the shear. You do need a revius. The only thing is, unless this case is an exception because of shear etaira. Okay? And that's what the Gemara above was referencing. Okay? That's what the Gemara above was referencing. So that's what it turns out. So it turns out that you have a lach of the kli definitely has to hold a revius. That's no ifs, ands, or buts, it seems. Kli definitely has to hold a revius. And currently, it has to actually have a revius. Except under one condition. Except under one condition. If it's Shiarei Tairah, if it comes from Shiarei Tairah, if you had two guys washing, and originally the cup had a whole revius, and then one guy washes with half of it, and now there's a half a revius left. So that half of the revius, he doesn't have to fill it up again, but it somehow could be related to the previous washing, which was good, and it will be a kasha. Okay, I mean, that has to be explained, how that works. Okay? But I mean, that's already... The Shiarei Tairah, of course, sounds strange a little bit, but I don't think we're ready to deal with that problem just yet. Okay. So the question, the most powerful question, is a Manashach question on this thing of Shiarei Tairah. Manashach, if you need a revius, so then both guys should need a revius. And if you don't need a revius, then neither guy should need a revius. So what kind of exception is it? It doesn't make sense. So how does a Shiarei Tairah help you? What does that mean to do with it? But now you don't have the Shiarei, right? So the other question, we have to define anything more primary, but not so much a problem. What are these two different halachas? I mean, there's one halacha of the cup holding a revius. There's another halacha of the cup actually containing a revius right now. And like, what are these two halachas? I mean, it seems like definitely the Gemara knew that the cup had to hold a revius. So the Gemara wasn't so sure about whether it had to, in fact, have a revius in it right now or not. That seemed to be a question the Gemara was grappling with. Ain't he right? Thought he didn't have to have it. Says, no, you really do have to have it unless you're a tyro. But what are these concepts? What is it based upon? I mean, what's the halacha of a kli needing a revius altogether? And what's the halacha of it having to have it in it? Right, why do you have to have it in it? I mean, if you say the kli is a revius, you say, look, that's halacha, has to be a revius. But what's this halacha that it has to hold a revius? What kind of halacha is that? Why is it to hold a revius? Why should I have to hold a revius? What does a revius have? What does holding a revius have to do with it? Why does it have to hold it? And why does it have to have it right now? It's one thing to say that the kli they set up for Netilas Yadayim was only a kli which holds a revius. I mean, that you could say. I mean, we have to maybe say why, I don't know. But that you could say, look, that's the halacha. That the kli of Netilas Yadayim is only a kli which holds a machzik revius. That's a kind of kli. You know what I mean? So you say that's the type of kli that they set up. But what's this halacha that it has to actually have a revius? That's actually have a revius. Right? So Isaac suggests, I mean, this is the simplest way to answer this question is to say that why does it have to have a revius in the first place? I'm sorry, why does it have to have a revius right now? So you'll say, well, why does it have to have a revius? Why does the kli have to be ma'asik revius? So the simplest way to answer that is because the halacha of netilas yadayim means you pour a revius of water on your hands. Right? Straight, that's the halacha. You have to pour, that's the ma'asa of netilas yadayim, is pouring a revius of water on your hands. And that's why the kli has to hold a revius, because the kli has to be roy to do netilas yadayim, and netilas yadayim is only pouring a revius of water on your hands. Right? And if that's the case, that's why the kli has to actually have a revius, because you have to be pouring a revius of water on your hands. So how can you not have less than a revius? Then you're not going to be doing netilas yadayim. Right? That's the simplest way to go. It wouldn't be, so Yishuv says, yeah, but then it's not inherent to halacha that the kli has to actually have a revias. It's not inherent. And since until Zidayim is an institution of a revias, so therefore, what did Chazal set up you have to use? A kli, shalom sheesh par revias. In other words, since that is what the action is, pouring revias and water into, you say when they set up the chavtza, which you'll use, right, the chavtza they'll use, they'll say it has to be a kli, which is roi for that thing. Now, even though in Echlam you could do it in two different kale, whatever, but you'll say the chavtza of the kli, which is going to be niskan for Netilas Zidayim, will be that which is capable of doing the real Netilas Zidayim, which is a revias. So that's why they demanded that kli. Now, if you say that, so then you could see why it has to actually have revias in it right now. You could ask, Max asks, how do you know you need a revias altogether? I mean, maybe that's just a made-up thing. That doesn't solve problems. You're just making up new facts.
Well, it does seem to less
later. But, that's, you know, it's not so simple, but Isaac will say, if you look at the Rambam, in Halacha Avav, Vav, Kol Anoto Yadav Tzarech Lizahar Ba'arba Dvarim. B'mayim Atzmam Shalayu P'sul Until Zidayim. The water has to be good water. U'beshir, Sheyevam Revias L'chol Shtei Yadav. The shear of water has to be a revias for two hands. It's pretty open. So you need a revias. So Netilas Yadayim needs a revias. Right? Netilas Yadayim needs a revias. So yeah, that's what Isaac will say. That's pretty good. Right? It's a question. I mean, does everyone hold by that is a good question. But that's certainly a way to go. I mean, it is funny, because remember in that Rashi of the Shiorei Taira, like in Shiorei Taira, that question, who do you need it? Like for which guy are you worried about? The first guy or the second guy? From the Gemara, what does it sound like? Who are they worried about? The second guy. The first guy you don't have any problems with, right? Yeah, but I'll ask you a question, Isaac. The first guy, you start off with a revias. Now how much water did the first guy pour in his hands?
Not a revias.
Not a revias. No, he's not Mishiorei Taira, so when you say his Natila isn't good. Right? So that's a little bit of a problem, right? That is a little bit of a problem. But I mean, the Rambam says you need a revias, so I mean, it's a good question. But the Rambam holds that Gemara is talking about something totally different. That whole Gemara, the fact you use two people is talking about Mayim Shnei, whatever. Let's leave that problem. But I'm just bringing out there is a problem with that approach. But you could still take the approach anyways. And there's an intrinsic problem. There is an intrinsic problem with that approach, which is as follows. Let me ask you a question. Let's say, so Yishuv HaChaim's question was, is why do you really need a cleaver of Vias? Why not just say, I have two kalim of half revias each? Right, is that your question? I'm spelling it out a little bit. But as you're saying, there's no intrinsic. If you're saying the whole thing is really just based upon the fact that an Netilas Yadayim needs a revias, but there's no intrinsic halacha of the kli, it's just Netilas Yadayim has to be a revias. So why do you need a kli that's machzik revias? Why can't you take one kli which is machzik half, another kli which is machzik half, and pour them both on? Why should you need a kli which is machzik revias? But I think that you could say that well is because that's when they're koveya a chafza shall kli for Netilas Yadayim, so they're koveya the chafza which is roy to do the actual Netilas Yadayim. So it's sure in Echnami you could have washed half and half, but when they set up the chafza is going to be that which is roy to do it properly. In normal cases, where you have two kli, in normal case you have one kli. So the kli which they set up in Netilas Yadayim is a kli shall hashem shemachzik revias. That makes good sense, right? But then you go to the case of that it has to actually have revias in it. That, I think, is more difficult. Because why does it have to have revias in it? So, Isaac, you were saying, why does it have to have revias in it? Because you have to wash with the revias, right? But let's say I have two kalim, which each hold a whole revias, right? Two separate kalim, and I fill them up halfway each. You know what I mean? And I pour on both hands. So, according to you, that should be good. But it's not. Because that's halach of cliche and bo revias. It has to actually have revias. So the kli itself, I could see saying, the chafza shel kli has to be machzik revias. But why does it have to actually have a revias in it? What was that halacha? You know what I mean? So that has to be explained. You know what I mean? That, I think, has to be explained. Okay? Let's look at the Rambam, okay? Let's look at the Rambam. Okay? I'll show you there's kind of another problem with it also, with that approach from the Rambam. Okay, but this is just a logical problem. I think the Rambam also is going to kind of lead you in a different direction. It's in another Rambam. It's Perek Vav in Brachos Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam of Vav Yud Beis. Okay, Vav Yud Beis says Bechol Hakelim Notlim Liyadayim. Okay, all kelim One second. So hold on one second. I'm sorry. Let me think of this. So according to if Isaac's approach were correct also, so really you'd say the halacha is that a kli has to hold a revius. So what's the reason why it has to actually have a revius in it? You'd say that's not a din in the kli. That's a din in halacha vav, the halacha which we just quoted, is that you need a wash with a revius. Right? That's the way you'd learn it. The kli is really kli sheish b'machzik revius. Why does it have to have a revius in it? That's a separate halacha that the mice and the tila has to be with the revius. But you'll see the Rambam doesn't seem to go that way. Okay, because in halacha yibet, b'chol hakel not limidayim. You can wash it all kelim, afil kli golem, kli adama, bush yushlem. So any material, as long as it's whole. Kli she'enu machzik revius, o ein bo revius, ein nosnin mimena liadayim. Okay? So whether it doesn't hold a revius, or even if it does hold it, but currently it doesn't have with it, it's not good. Okay, it's not good. Which seems like the Rambam is saying it's a din in the kli, that it has to actually have a revius in it. Not just a din that the netila has to be revius, because otherwise you don't have to write this halacha, because you already know that you need to wash with the revius. So you don't have to tell me ainbo revius is not good. If it's just a halacha that you have to wash with the revius, then you already know that halacha. So it must be he's telling you, even in this case, that if it's 2 ounces in one and 2 ounces in the other, as long as they're both 4 ounces, that's still possible. Because the kli is ein bo revius. So even though you're going to be washing with the revius, it's not good. Why? Because it's not good in terms of the kli. But that's difficult. Why is that difficult? Because the question is, I understand saying my kli has to be masig revius. So that's a property of a kli. A kli is a kli. It's a 4 ounce kli. It's a 5 ounce kli. A 6 ounce kli. A 7 ounce kli. But what are you going to tell me? When I empty my kli and when I fill out my kli and how far I fold out my kli is, it changes the kli? I mean, why is my kli? This kli is a kosher kli. Now, why is it a 4 ounce kli? Let's say, why is it not kosher? Because it only has 2 ounces in it. But that's not a part of the identity of the kli. You're saying that's what's a kli pasul? A kli pasul until time is a kli which doesn't have a revius in it. That's not a type of kli. It's not a characteristic of a kli. It's a separate thing. Is it full or is it not full? So how could that be a psul in a kli? A psul in a kli, you have to define the kli. You don't define the kli based upon how much water is in it. Right now, you define it based upon how much water it's mafsik. So the Rambam, intrinsically, the Rambam doesn't, without knowing anything about the sugya, you just read this Rambam, it doesn't make sense. And I'll have to base. What do you mean? A kli, ain bo revius, ain also mean dying. That's not, it doesn't make sense. It's not a type of a kli. You know what I mean? And if it were just a halacha, again, of the mice and the tilo, then it doesn't belong here. They already said that halacha. So this must be telling you the kli has to actually have it. But how could that be a psalm of kli? It's hard to understand. So there are two halachas in the Gemara. The one halacha in the Gemara is a machzik revius. It has to be machzik revius. So in terms of that halacha, I think Isaac's way is totally fine for now. I mean, it makes good sense. Machzik revius is nothing problematic about it. You say the netila's name has to be revius. So therefore, what's a clean netila? A clean netila is a kli which is capable of doing netila's name. That's good. Why is netila's name revius? Forget it. I don't know. For whatever reason. That's halacha. You can't just... It's not netila's name if you pour a drop of water on your hands. Netila's name is a shear. See, netila's name is a shear of revius. And a kli, a tila, is a kli which is capable of doing that. That's perfectly fine. So that part of the Gemara is no problem. The problem is the other part of the Gemara, which is it has to hold a revius. And from the Rambam, has to actually have a revius. And this Rambam is giving you like an address for that halacha, it seems like. So I think that's a good way to, before we start getting into all the problems, just so let's define from the Rambam, he's directing you to the problem. Why? To the identity, the concept behind this halacha. So I think we should try to define that. Okay? And then we'll work through this again, you know. So I just want to... So Jacob suggested possibility. I just want to touch it up a little bit. But maybe the thing is, I guess, is that you could... I have two ideas here. I'm going to say Jake's first. But the thing is that when you say that a kli, then it tells nine needs a revius. Okay? You say, is that a quantitative thing or a qualitative thing? Okay, what do I mean? In other words, is it pshat that if I did review, let's say I did it 3 ounces. Like, is it pshat that, like, I'm doing netila, it's just lacking in shear? You know what I mean? Or is netila, it's the action until it's nine, it's just lacking in shear. The halacha is you need a shear of a revius. It's quantitatively lacking. Okay? But essentially, I'm doing the same activity, I'm pouring water on my hands, right? It just, this is a halacha, is koveya, a shear, and netilas yadayim. The shear is a revius, okay? So if I did less, it's like lacking in shear. Or do you say, no, it's a qualitative thing? That's quantitative, right? That's quantitative. Or do you say, no, it's a qualitative thing, which means that netilas yadayim means pouring revias on your hands. Okay? It's not the action of netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is, the very action is pouring a large amount of water on your hands. You put a tiny drop of water. You don't say, I'm doing netila minimally. You say, no, netilas yadayim is, you're pouring like a certain amount of water on your hands. Like you say, washing your hands. If I put a drops of water on my hands, I'm not washing my hands minimally. It's just not washing hands. Say, washing hands means you have a certain amount of water. Without an amount of water, that's just wetting your hands. It's not washing your hands. I mean, so it means that until I have a revius, it's simply that's not netila. Okay? Those are two possibilities, right? Okay. So, if you say the latter, okay, then I think you could say what Jacob said. Okay? And his mashal, I think, is good. Is let's say a guy, his surgery. This surgery is so fine that you can only do it with a scalpel. Okay? A certain kind of a knife, right? That's the law. Okay? The law of America is you can only do the scalpel, you know? Whatever it is. So I'd say, now, let's say a guy takes the scalpel and uses the back of it. Okay? So you simply say he's not using a scalpel. Because the kli, there's the part of the kli, which is the scalpel. When you say you're using a scalpel, the kli of the scalpel is really the sharp part of the scalpel. So you're not using the scalpel. I mean, it's true, you're using a piece of metal which is attached to the scalpel, so to speak, but the nature of the kli, the scalpel, is a cutting instrument, which has that part of it as the cutting instrument. So you're not really using the scalpel. You're just cutting with a piece of metal, which the other side of it is called a scalpel. But that's not the kli is a certain kind of an object which man uses. You're not using that object, okay? It's like a fake. You're taking the thing which is called scalpel in your hand, but you're not using that object in this activity, okay? So similarly, you could argue that if you tell me that netilas yadayim means washing with revias, that's a qualitative idea, and washing with 2 ounces simply is not washing, that's not netila. So then you could say, if my kli only has 2 ounces in it, okay, say a half a revias, so it's simply not, I'm not using the kli, it's like I'm using a different part of the kli, it's like I'm using the back of the kli. Because the kli, what makes it a kli netila is that it has 4 ounces, because that's the revias. So using 2 ounces of it is like using the back of the knife. I'm simply not using the kli netila, because the kli netila is really, is a qualitative thing of 4 ounces. So I'm not using that. I'm using half of it. But that's half of it, isn't it? If it's a quantitative thing, if you say netila is a quantitative shear, it's shear, so then you'll say, essentially netila is pouring water on my hands. But it has a shear of 4 ounces. So they say the kli has sold 4 ounces. But as long as I'm pouring water from this kli, 2 ounces of it, so the kli is functioning in its capacity. Now it's true, it doesn't have the shear, but the kli has the shear, and the kli is functioning in its proper framework and pouring water, and the shear is a din in the kli, and it's a din in the maisa. So the maisa has a revius because I have 2 kalim, let's say. And the chafza has the shear because each kli has a full revius. So what's lacking? Because why should it have to be in one, all in one kli? But if you say that really a revius is a qualitative thing, it's simply not netila, so I'm not using the kli netila, because the kli netila means the 4 ounce part of it. So if I'm simply not using it, so it's not functioning, I'm not using the kli netila. You know what I mean? But again, if you were say the other way, that it's a quantitative thing, then the kli netila, the whole thing's a kli netila. It's just maybe lacking a shear or whatever. But you can't say I'm not using the kli netila, because it would be like if I use a scalpel and I only use the top part of the blade, not the bottom part of the blade. You wouldn't say I'm not using the scalpel. I'm using the scalpel. Now, it may be it's intended to use the whole thing, but I'm still using the thing. So it may be lacking in the shear, but I'm still using that entity. You know what I mean? Okay, right. So that's one approach. Okay, so that's one. That's Jake's idea. So I think way back when I thought of this, but I might have had a problem with it. But for now, it sounds good. Makes sense. Okay, so we'll say let's leave for now, and I'm gonna give it a different spot. Okay, in addition to it, we'll keep the spots and whatever. We'll see. Maybe as the sugya unfolds, we'll differentiate or whatever. But the other idea is like this, is that, now what is a kli? A kli means something which could perform, it's a, like a utensil, an object which could perform a certain activity, right? So let's say you say a knife is that which could perform cutting, right? That which could perform cutting, so that's a knife, that's what a knife is, right? And let's say you say there's such a thing called a kli kibble. What does a kli kibble mean? It's a kli which could hold water. So what's a kli kibble? It means it's a, like a cup. A cup is called a kli kibble because it's a kli which is capable of doing the action or whatever of holding water. It's capable of holding water, right? So that's, and there's every kli is going to be defined by its function, right? It's a kli kibble, a kli of a cutting, a kli of a spoon, a kli, whatever the case is, you know, you name it. A different kelim, different functions. Now the thing is the function of netila is an interesting function. Because if I have a cup, is a cup capable of doing netila? Let's say I have an empty cup. So is a cup capable of doing netila? Okay. So you could argue, no. Because a cup doesn't have any water in it. Like a cup is capable of doing kibble. It's capable of holding water. But a cup, an empty cup, isn't capable of doing netila because it simply doesn't have any water. And as netila demands the cup and the water. And netila demands two things. So netila is only possible when it has water. Now, what is that? What does it mean, halachically? I mean, it's an accidental thing. But I'd say that a cup could exist in two states. There's such a thing as an empty cup and such a thing as a full cup. It's full is the condition in a cup. It's not like a totally separate thing. There's the cup, and then, well, it happens to have water, or it happens to not have water. It's like a separate thing, whether the cup has water in it or doesn't. It's not true. It's, so to speak, when you have water in it, the kli becomes realized, right? The kli kibble becomes realized, okay? And it's now a realized kli kibble, or it's a full. There's a state of, that's a condition in a kli, that it's a full kli. Right, it's not just a separate thing that you happen to have a cup and you happen to have water in it, and wow, look at what happens to work out. But that is a condition in the clay, that it's full. It's a clay which is only to be mekabel water, and it's actually realized. Its condition is realized. Okay? So, and it is that realized clay, it is a full clay, which is really roy, which is really that object which could perform the tilas yadayim. An empty kli really isn't the kli of netilas yadayim. It's not really the thing which could perform netilas yadayim. It's the kli which is in a certain state, namely a realized kli kibble, a kli kibble which has been realized. Namely, it's been realized, namely that it's holding water, that it's functioning as kibble. You know what I mean? And that's when the kli really emerges. That's when you have a kli netilah. So it could be that's what I'm saying is that. That if it's not holding a revius, so you have a kli kibble. As a kli kibble, it's a kli kibble shel revius. It's a kli which holds a revius. But since in a kli netila isn't the same thing as kibble. Kibble means to hold water. Netila means to pour water. So to hold water is an empty kli. It holds water. It's a kli kibble. But in order to pour water, you need to have water. So it could be what he holds is that the kli netila is a kli kibble which is realized as a water holder, which is holding water. In other words, the fact that it has water in it is the realization of the kli netila. Okay, and that's what makes it into a kli netila. It's not just the porcelain which goes into it, but it, conceptually, a kli netila is a kli which is ready to do the thing, which means a full kli. Full kli. So therefore, it has to have the water. Now you'll say, how much water does it have to have in it? So since the significant quantity in Netilas Yadayim is a revius, so a full kli means that it has a revius in it. You don't say it has to be filled to the tippy top. It's not, at what point it has to be, it doesn't have to be full, I mean it has to be that it's realized as a kli kibble. Now, realized in this framework is going to be a revius, because that's the significant amount of water, that's the shear of water in Netilas Yadayim. So therefore if you say that the kli kibble, what's a kli netila is a kli kibble which has been realized through filling it with water, there's going to be a shear to that, and the shear is going to be a revius. So therefore, a kli which doesn't hold a revius, or a kli which doesn't actually have a revius right now, both have the same problem. That's not a kli netila. Kli netila is a kli kibble which is machzik revius, and it is actually being realized as a holder of a revius. All mean? And therefore, if you did it from two cups, filled halfway, you simply wouldn't be using clean atila. It's true, your maisa atila, you'd have horavias on your hands. But it wouldn't be you wouldn't be using a clean atila. That's actually a condition in the kli. I mean, that's what the... That's like, I think this is more in line with Lashon of the Rambam, you know, or the way he says it. It's like really a din in the kli. It's not a kasher kli from atila's nayim, because... But the kli, that's what's interesting, is that there's the physical substance of the kli, which water, you can't say that's part of the substance of the kli, but then there's the conceptual identity of the kli. Okay, the conceptual identity of the kli, of a kli netila, is a characteristic of a kli, namely a full kli, could be a property of a kli. That is a state of a kli. So a kli netila is a kli kibul in a certain state. It's like a complex clean atila is a complex type of an entity. It's not like it can't be like minimized to just a structure. As a clean atila is a structure which has the quality of being full or being realized. So a clean kibul could exist in a potential state or in a realized state. The clean atila is the realized clean kibul. You know what I mean? So therefore, it has to actually have a reason. You know what I mean? That's why it actually is lacking in the clay. That's why everyone says it's not a really good clay. According to the other way, it is a good clay, it's just that it's not really you're not really using it, you know what I mean? Which you could say. I mean, the Rambam is just telling you you can't use it for until it's life, so you know what I mean? It's just fine. It's not, you know, but I wouldn't really say therefore that the second story is bad, but it is smoother in a lot, and it's really like to the same exact soul. It's simply that's not the clay in the table. You know what I mean? So that's what the Gemara is really saying, is that the Gemara was not sure about in Rava, is that really built into the shame of a clean atila? That's why at first it says klisha ein bo revias, which means that a clean atila means a kli kibul which has been realized and is full. That's what it thought. It says ani, it's not true because it only says klisha ein machzik revias, which means that the Gemara thought maybe Rava really doesn't hold that. Maybe he holds a clean atila is simply a kli kibul. It doesn't have to realize it's a separate thing. That's not part of the definition of a kli netila. That's questionable. In other words, does the realization of it, of being full, is that halachically part of the shame of a kli netila? Or you say, no, a kli netila is simply the structure of a kli. The kli, which is right to do it, and it didn't incorporate into the identity of a kli netila the fullness. Because that's the conceptual question the Gemara is bothered by, because you have contradictory statements. Is it, which way is it? So the Gemara answer is, no, really, it does have to be realized. But the only thing is that you have a halacha of a chad l'chad or l'trei because of shiurei taira, which we haven't done, we have to do tomorrow. I mean, what's that idea? How does that work? How does it get around the problem? I mean, what's that concept of shiurei taira? Because still, now that for a second guy, you don't have a clean deal anymore. You know what I mean? You don't have a clean deal anymore.